Scott, are you watching Thursday Night Football?
I'm watching Austin Eckler suck it up.
Austin Eckler.
Three carries for 7 yards and a catch for 2 yards so far. Big stuff.
Well, yeah. That, Easton Stick. He is really inspiring.
Chuck's real happy about that, too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the NFFL podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Although if there's any ladies listening, I'd be surprised. Dr. Headley here for your first playoff edition of the NFFL podcast 2023. Joined this week by Daniel Bender and Scotty Sweatman. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Ho, ho, ho.
Now, to kick us off in style, Danny's got something a little special for us. So, Danny, what do you got?
Well, first I got to warm up the pipes. So, hang on here a second. Me, 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 me. Raindrops on roses. Whiskers on kittens. White copper kettles. And wool woolen mittens. Something about geese on the wing. These are a few of my favorite things. Listen up. When the dog bites.
Ouch.
When the bee stings. When I'm feeling sad. Single tear. I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Bop, doo, dop, ba, dop, dip, doo, dop, bop, goulay. All right, I'm warmed up. On the first day of Pierce, Miss Phyllis gave to me shit, I forgot.
Was what's his nuts got in the way?
What's his nuts got in the way? No. On the first day of Christmas, Phyllis gave to me one humanity's final. Shit, there isn't anything before that. I'm singing it as if I'm on like 4 or 5. Okay, we got to fast forward a little bit. Jesus' team is really the 12 percenters. Ben's 11 trade offers in 5 minutes. Josh's 10 waiver pickups. Drew's 9 o'clock bedtime. Daniel the Great Bendini. Scotty's running 7 minute miles. Who else? Who am I missing?
About half the league. How about that?
Zach and the number 6. Five things Chuck hates. Who's left? Oh, four times I've tried to call John, but he hasn't called me back.
Who else is left? Three podcasts I've ditched on Brett. Who's left? Who's left? Who's left?
Rob.
Oh. Oh, there. Yeah, that's right. Hold on. This one's good.
Two operating systems fighting to the death. One created by Rob and one created by Elon Musk.
And all I got left is good old E-Town Josh.
And one championship for E-Town.
There it is.
Yay!
Yeah, light a candle, motherfucker.
And that's why we carry the explicit tag.
I was like, I'm going there first. Going there first.
All right.
Early and often.
I just got done freezing my ass off out there in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue in Greensburg. So there's going to be a few expletives that come out of my mouth.
Yes. So about midway through, just for fun, midway through Danny's 12 days of Pierceness, or 12 days of Nellis, however you want to call it, was when Trey Tucker scored the 41st point for the Raiders tonight.
I hope the Raiders put up 70.
I hope they just keep going.
They have to make up for that bastard of a performance last week.
Who is Trey Tucker? I don't know.
I bet you Devontae Adams is beside himself right now.
He is. He's only put up 5 receptions for 73 yards so far for a first round in the championships, and his team has put up 42 points. Anyway, welcome to the playoffs. It is time for the top 8 teams. Yes, playoffs.
Playoffs.
We're talking playoffs. 8 teams are in the race. Gentlemen, let's stop some prognostication. Scotty, I believe you had some little extra prognostication work and a little extra statistical work you did up there. Why don't you walk us through what you have?
I did a little analysis of the upcoming matchups. Is that what you mean?
That's probably what I was thinking of. So we'll put a pin in that there. Let's just look at last week, the last week of the regular season. This is all on the fly. All right. So. Let's just look at week 14 and close the book on the regular season. We're going to start with the toilet bowl game of the week, which is exactly what I predicted to be the toilet bowl game of the week and the whoop ass victory of the week. It was Night Shift losing to the Dude Abides. I believe, if I remember right, I said the Dude Abides was predicted to take Night Shift out behind the woodshed, murder them, and do unseemly things to their corpse. Finished 171.92 to 129.46. Not as bad as expected. 42.46 point margin of victory for the Dude Abides. At one point, it was like a 70 point margin anticipated.
The last thing I heard was the Dude Abides is getting head by the shed. That's all I know.
If that's how you want to take it, there you go.
That's what I heard. That's what came across.
Oh, man.
The Dude Abides.
Danny is in the car.
Dude Abides. Getting head by the shed.
I love this stat, though, with this. So Night Shift beat their projections by a point. Dude Abides under-projected by 22 points, and he still won by 40.
Yeah. It's not been Night Shift's year, but you know what? My goal was not to get the Pierce, and I met that goal. So there we go.
I think we have a permanent Pierce recipient if he doesn't change his ways and become a less of a percenter.
I really don't want to talk about this game. Do you guys want to talk about this game? Because it's just It was pathetic.
It was, yeah.
Hey, we're going rapid speed here. We got to visit all these houses in one night, Ed. We got to keep all right. moving.
Let's talk Awful Waffles and Gridiron Mafia. 187.76 to 173.02. 14.74-point margin of victory for Awful. I said Awful Waddles in this, apparently.
Wrong team.
Much more competitive matchup. Cooper Kupp and James Cook both had strong outings. Meanwhile, Amon-Ra St. Brown buried beneath a pathetic performance by the Lions. What did you guys take away from this matchup?
So, in other words, the sun went down in the Pride Lands. What you trying to say?
It very much did. Anything for this matchup, Scotty?
It's fun that this ended up being the matchup for the playoffs. So, a little bit of a preview.
Oh, are they play? Are they? Is it a? Are they yeah. playing again?
Yeah, we've got a couple of those.
Ty's offense was completely tied to the Rams, so we'll see how that goes in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. They got a little better matchup this week. I'm giving Brock Purdy the MVP for that one. He had a pretty good day.
Yeah.
Our game of the week was Bear Gooden's Nightmare manager. Taking on Roster Guard 99. 199.06 to 187.02, 12.04-point margin of victory for Bear Bunda.
I'm not going to lie.
We had some nice day.
You're not going to lie? I'm not going to lie. I was a bit nervous because I think I had somebody who zeroed out, or he didn't actually fill one of his spots.
Yes.
So it was like early.
He didn't play a linebacker.
Yeah, it was like earlier in the day, I was like, I really hope Johnny doesn't realize he doesn't have somebody there. And then I guess he never did realize it. Either that or he's holding on to that roster spot. Roster guard was roster guarding that spot. And I'm the lucky beneficiary of his roster guarding.
Oh, he was trying to give up as that right spot now, to Rob.
As of right now, that roster spot is still empty, that linebacker slot. Well, Zeke Elliott and Lamar Jackson, good days. good days for Zeke and Lamar. Bad day for Jameson Williams.
For
Rush Hart. Yeah, it was kind of a Hail Mary on that one.
Yeah, trust me,
any thoughts from you guys?
Like I said, I got out of there. Like Danny Ocean out of a goddamn casino, so I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say,
I'm running into a brick wall this week.
If Rosker had played a defensive position, that would have changed the seedings, I think. And I'd probably be facing Chuck instead sure of Danny in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, yep. well, you're actually, that benefited you because I'm going to lose to you. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Calling it.
Ankler's not helping. Ankler's not helping me.
My matchup's trash, well, Scott.
Let's give Zeke the MVP for that one and move on to the E-Town Throwdown. E-Town Asian taking on Jim Kelly's Hates Cancer, the projected game of the week. 186.50 to 156.52. That's a 29. We'll call it a 30-point margin of victory for E-Town Asian. David Njoku coming in hot. Joe Mixon having a day. And stinkers, we'll say Matt Gay. Missed field goal and extra point attempt.
0 points.
Yeah, that's a bad day at the office for a kicker.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, we'll give the MVP for that one to DJ Moore. Next up, Lance Manlove and the 25%ers going head-to-head for a game that meant absolutely jack shit.
Except for if...
159.
I was going to say, except for if 25%ers got their first win, but...
We're going to call this one the burnt cookies game.
The burnt cookie bowl.
The burnt cookie bowl. Yes. Yep.
A 24-point margin of victory for Lance Manlove. I'm rounding down. DeAndre Hopkins and Odell Beckham Jr., a couple of wide receivers, had studly days. Zach Moss, the shine is not looking like it's on him anymore, filling in.
But he did have even and rushing last... receiving yards, 28 each.
Oh, he'll get the shine back this week.
One last look at the 25%ers Philadelphia player breakdown. He finishes the season four Philly players, 28% of his roster, scored 37.7 points. There you go. Congratulations. That's the last time I'll ever do that.
And we have a new record. Our first ever 14 losses in a season.
That is. We've had winless before, but never 14.
That's right. Chuck does not own that record anymore.
who came the closest to losing to Josh?
Oh, I can look that up real quick.
Scott's going to look that up while we look at our.
Let me look up the schedule.
What was his closest? His closest margin.
Ooh, possibly week one.
I was gonna say it's probably back when he cared. Yes, probably.
Week no, one. That it looks like week eight. No,
I remember a tight matchup for him.
Week nine.
Wasn't it Rob?
Week nine. No, that one was close too. It was really close in both weeks eight and nine. He lost to Rob 141-132, and then he lost to Rostergaard the very next week, 169-160.
Both within 10 points.
And I bet you Johnny played somebody in the linebacker spot that week.
Probably. Well, our last matchup, San Diego 8 taking on Sweatman's Runners. It's 204-65-173-14. That's a 31.5 point woodshed whooping in favor of San Diego 8. Debo Samuel had himself a manly day. And Brandon Aubrey, kicker. I got to bring this up. Brandon Aubrey, yes, a kicker, outscored everyone else to a man on Sweatman's Runners roster. No one on the entire roster, which includes a quarterback, three wide receivers, at least two running backs, a tight end, and six individual defensive players. Right. None of them scored more than a kicker.
22 points from that kicker, who in the last week of the season became the number one kicker on the year.
I'm telling you right now, why can't I get that Scotty? Why am I gonna get Juggernaut Scotty this week?
Yeah, we'll see if you do.
I'm gonna get goddamn Peyton Manning still on Scotty's roster. Scotty is what's gonna happen.
All right, and Jalen Hurts, he's their stinker for the week for that matchup. We'll give Debo the MVP. So there's your last look at the regular season. Scotty, why don't you give us our top fives, our top five for the regular season, for position breakdown.
I will. One other quick thing with the Brandon Aubrey thing. He beat everyone on my team. He also beat everyone on Rob's team except for two players.
Debo and who else?
Debo and Jaquan Brisker. So his quarterback didn't even... Just pointing that up. All right. Top fives year to date. This is fun. All right. So top five quarterbacks. Josh Allen, number one, who I'm facing this week. Dak Prescott pulls into number two, passes Jalen Hurts after Jalen Hurts had his crappy game for me. Patrick Mahomes comes from out of the top five into number four spot, just making the top five. Ooh. And then number five, Sam Howell for Lance Manlove.
Oh, he stays in the top five.
That's right. Hey, Scotty, you better watch your mouth saying those things that are from World War II.
All right. Top running backs.
Don't you say that Washington quarterback's name that way again.
Christian McCaffrey, your number one running back, 287 points. Raheem Mostert, 60 points behind him at number two. Travis Etienne Jr. at number three. Derrick Henry making it up to number four with a strong second half, and rookie Rashad White in at number five for Roster Guard 99. Top wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, number one. That was never in question. Number two, CeeDee Lamb. Number three, Keenan Allen. Number four, A.J. Brown. Number five, D.J. Moore. Dude abides with two of the top three wide receivers. Tight end.
Who he got through illegal means.
Tight ends are interesting. Four of the five top tight ends are owned by two teams. So we've got Travis Kelce with Awful Waffles, TJ Hockenson with Gridiron Mafia, George Kittle at number three, Bear Bunda, Sam Laporta at number four, also with Awful Waffles, and Evan Ingram on Gridiron Mafia with number five with a strong last few weeks. Kickers, we mentioned, Brandon Aubrey, number one, Dustin Hopkins, two, Brandon McManus, number three, Jake Elliott, four, and Jason Myers, five.
That's right. You put some respect on McManus's name.
You better put some respect on that name.
On the defensive side of the ball, Antoine Winfield ends up as your number one.
Hold on, real quick.
Quick
observation, though, Scott. Scott, wait. Quick observation. Ty is really into tight ends.
Yes, as is Joe.
Ty and Joe like those tight ends.
top defensive backs. Antoine Winfield Jr. takes the number one spot for Sweatman's Runners, followed by Jesse Bates III for Lance Manlove, Deron Bland for Sweatman's Runners, and Cameron Bynum finishes at number four for Night Shift. Kenny Moore finishes at number five for Night Shift. All right, on to linemen. Another one that was no question throughout the year. Max Crosby finishes as your number one for Jim Kelly Hates Cancer. 40 points over the next defensive lineman, which is Miles Garrett for E-Town. Followed by Micah Parsons for the Dude Abides. Number four, Trey Hendrickson, who was dropped by Ty and is now a free agent. And number five, DeForest Buckner for Gridiron Mafia. Finally, your top linebacker is Foye Sadolukwan, number one for Gridiron Mafia. TJ Edwards, number two for E-Town. Zaire Franklin, number three for Bear Bunda. Terrell Bernard, number four for the Dude Abides. And Alex Singleton, number five for the Dude Abides after his excellent last week of the season. And there you go. There's your top fives on the year for the regular season.
All right.
I want to call Roger Goodell and report the Dude Abides for having too many good players. They need to have some more parity, a la Greg Jones.
Well, let's talk about that parity, because I'd like to real quick go through the all-sparsy team for the regular season.
Oh, okay.
All right, all-sparsy team. Your quarterback is Dak Prescott from the Dude Abides. Running backs, Christian McCaffrey, Awful Waffles, Derrick Henry, Lance Manlove. Your wide receivers for Sparcy are all the Dude Abides, Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Jamar Chase. Your tight end, Travis Kelce.
All did almost nothing last week.
Your tight end, Travis Kelce for Awful Waffles. Your flex is Mike Evans for the Dude Abides. Kicker, Dustin Hopkins for the Dude Abides. D-back, Jesse Bates, Lance Manlove. D-line, Micah Parsons, Dude Abides. Linebacker, Aluquan.
I hope the Dude Abides goes out in the first round.
And your three defensive players, Terrell Bernard, Alex Singleton, and Bobby Wagner, all for the Dude Abides.
The dude is going to abide on the golf course. Who's he playing in the first round?
Roster Guard 99.
He's playing Roster Guard 99 with an open linebacker spot.
All right, somebody on Johnny's ass.
All right, quickly, you're all Telnet team. Your quarterback, Josh Allen for Bear Bunda. Running backs, Raheem Mostert, Roster Guard, Travis Etienne Jr. for Sweatman's Runners. Wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb for Sweatman's Runners. A.J. Brown, Jim Kelly Hates Cancer, and D.J. Moore for E-Town. Tight end is George Kittle for Bear Bunda. Flex is Stephon Diggs for Bear Bunda. Kicker, Brandon Aubrey, Sweatman's Runners. D-back, Antoine Winfield for Sweatman's Runners. D-line, Max Crosby for Jim Kelly Hates Cancer. Linebacker, TJ Edwards for E-Town. And your three D-spots, Zaire Franklin for Bear Bunda, TJ Watt for Roster Guard 99, and Fred Warner for Bear Bunda.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of a loaded Johnny, team for.
Hey, I'm sending three ghosts to Johnny's house so that he can be scared into setting his roster. The ghost of Nellis, NFFL past. The ghost of Nellis, NFFL present. And then the ghost of Steve Bandy, just because.
Steve Bandy. Now there's a name I haven't thought of in a while. All right. So we got some poopers that we're going to throw out of here for the last game of the regular season.
Not good enough, damn it. Not good enough.
Stop pooping.
And Danny, I'm going to let you let you decide if these guys wear boxers or briefs or something else.
Oh, here we go.
Thank goodness, because I could not do the all drinks
Jordan
last week.
Addison.
Banana hammock.
Jamar Chase.
Tidy Whiteys.
Mike Evans.
Commando.
Sam Laporta.
He wears Under Armour shorts.
Danielle Hunter.
Ooh, he wears bear skin.
Stephon Diggs.
He wears a chastity belt because Connor's never gonna get on me.
Jameson Williams.
Oof. Also a chastity belt because he won't score me 20 points.
Chad Muma and his goose.
he's wearing downed feather boxers. Yeah.
Wow.
Because of the goose.
All right, here's a special one for you. John, for playing an empty linebacker slot.
John is wearing edible underpants. Because the dude abides. Because the dude abides is going to, much like he got head behind the shed, he's going to take Johnny out to the woodshed as well.
All righty then. Tua Tagovailoa.
He's wearing a grass skirt.
Miles Garrett
is wearing prison overalls.
Matt Gay and his goose.
Assless chaps.
I love seeing how your mind works on the fly. Zach Moss.
he's wearing a burlap sack.
Justin Watson.
I'm not even sure who that is. Who's he play for?
I believe it's a Chargers wide receiver, if I remember right.
Oh, the rookie. Yeah. Okay. He hasn't got a paycheck yet, so he doesn't have any underwear.
All right. Damian Pierce.
he's wearing the Lady Gaga cutlet outfit.
Jared Goff.
He's wearing something we would golf at, so it would be a pink bunny suit like on Christmas Story.
And Jalen Hurts.
He's wearing 25%ers swag.
There are your poopers.
Stop. Pooping.
For the last week of the regular season, and I believe Davante Adams just scored a touchdown in the Thursday night game.
Shit. I sat him in a different league.
I was gonna say that's not this league. Yeah, Chuck's looking better now.
So are they 49? Is it 49?
Yes, it is now 49-0 at the start of the third quarter.
they got to go for 70 just because.
Davante Adams up to almost 19 points already.
Yeah.
That's going to throw the whole fantasy world into a tizzy.
Yes, it will. That's going to wreck the curve. So now we get to go to the quarterfinals. That's right. Four games to rule them all. After this, half of you go home. Join the rest of us on the couch.
Well, I can tell you that Johnny's going home if he doesn't play somebody.
I really hope John listens to this for as much as we're giving him grief. All right. So let's start with my projected toilet bowl game of the week. Number one, the Dude Abides, taking on number eight, Roster Guard 99. Now, my numbers are going to be off because I projected for recording last night. Super early projected outcome was the Dude Abides by 20. Currently, I'm going to turn my head here and look at my other monitor. Currently, live action, the Dude Abides is projected to win by about 36. So, yeah, it's even more. Bigger. Yeah. All right. So here's my breakdown. Dude Abides. Dak, away from home versus Buffalo, probably sees a dip. Wide receivers a worry with three of them nursing injuries, two on short weeks, and Keenan Allen was not playing tonight. He's still got those three with nursing Scott injuries and two on short weeks.
Still hear me.
Running back, Saquon performs well. Keaton probably gets some decent garbage time touches. Tight end, not a great matchup, but Dak throws to him at least eight times to Fergalicious the last 2 weeks. And so he should get decent numbers. And defense, Micah Parsons is due for a rebound. For Roster Guard 99, who still has yet to start a linebacker, Lamar versus the Jacksonville defense should yield some nice numbers. At wide receiver, Moore is the weak link, but Garrett Wilson could be hurt if the winds are as severe as they're being called for. At running back, all three of them have delicious matchups. Mostert has had a big day in New York versus the Jets a few weeks back, and he gets home this time. At tight end, Muth with Trubisky is not a confidence play. And at defense, two players are in the concussion protocol, three more are injured, and Chad Mumma has scored a point since week 10. This defense is Swiss cheese, and that's before he decides to not start a linebacker. How many times can I get that joke in? All right. What do you guys got for the Dude Abides and Roster Guard 99?
I got a sound for you. Ready?
Toilet bowl game of the week.
Toilet bowl game. There we go.
Stat-wise, so Dude Abides, obviously our number one seed, the number one offense on the year, number three defense, Roster Guard, number eight offense and number eight defense. This is fun. All time, Dude Abides leads Roster Guard 12-11, including this year's games. Their only matchup this year, the Dude Abides won. And history in the playoffs together, they're 1-1 against each other in the playoffs.
Oh, there we go.
Something else fun. Every single matchup in the playoffs this year, they have all faced each other in the playoffs before, including E-Town, who's only a few years in.
All right. Excellent. Danny, anything to add to this matchup projection besides the sound effect?
I think this is the closest thing to having a first-round bye as you could possibly get.
Okay,
so I agree.
So, you know.
Well, I'm going to go on record and say the defense is the difference maker for the Dude Abides. I'm going to pick them to go on this bye week. They're not getting bounced by Roster Guard 99.
I will also take the Dude Abides
on this one. Anyone else got a different pick?
No, like I said, he's Dude Abides is taking steroids.
Yeah. All right, let's look at matchup number two. Bear Bunda's Nightmare, number two seed, taking on number seven seed Sweatman's Runners.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. The Yahoo Super, well, the Yahoo Live projection is currently Bear Bunda's Nightmare is slated to win by about 16. Currently,
that's lies.
And I'll say some guys that'll help Bear Bunda: Michael Pittman against Pittsburgh, Stephon Diggs against Dallas, Josh Allen against Dallas, Nick Bosa against Arizona. Some guys that might hurt him: George Pickens against Indiana, Pickens, Zeke against Kansas City, George Kittle against Arizona, Jordan Brooks against Philly.
All my matchups are trash.
For Sweatman's runners, guys that might help, Jalen Hurts, CeeDee Lamb, Travis Etienne going against Baltimore. Aubrey versus Buffalo, since that's the secret weapon for Sweatman's runners, apparently. He's going to outscore everybody again. Guys that might hurt, Levante David. Nico Collins is nursing that calf injury, so even if he plays, you got that worry.
I know.
Cole Kmet against Cleveland. And Zach Charbonnet is back to committee mode. So we got you guys going head-to-head, so the floor is yours. What do you got for your matchup?
This guy's going to win. Let's talk about something else.
I'll break it down a little bit more. Fairbanda ends the year as the number 6 offense, number 2 defense. Going up against me, I ended up the number 4 offense, but the number 10 defense. I also had the number 2 hardest schedule on the year, second most points scored against, second to Night Shift. Sorry, Night Shift. All time, I am leading the series with Danny 7-4, although Danny has a win against me this year already. Although in the playoffs, I am 2-0 against Danny's team, so
we'll see how that goes. That's what I said.
Yeah. I don't like Nico being hurt. ETN is going to continue to play through his rib injury, so I'm cool with that. I got to hope I have a defense that shows up. We'll see how that goes. Khalil Mack's doing okay so far, but Ankler's hurting me, so we'll see where that goes. I'm calling for Danny to win, but we'll see how it goes.
Scott, I don't want to hear it. Merry Christmas. You were going to win.
I'm picking Barabunda to take it too. So we'll see how that plays out.
Hey, you better shut your mouth.
Matchup number 3 is number 3 Awful Waffles taking on number 6 Gridiron Mafia. Currently, Awful Waffles is projected to win by about 14.
It's gonna be Awful Waffles and the Dude Abides in the championship.
Midway through the third quarter, and the Chargers managed to put up a touchdown, so won't be a shutout.
Who scored though?
For some receiver. I don't remember which one. I want to say a Justin of some sort.
Quentin?
It just seems. No, it wasn't Quentin. I know that much. All right. So for Awful Waffles, some players I love. Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. Kyren Williams. Those three, they're going to go off. I did love Williams. I don't remember why. McCaffrey and Purdy and most of the defense. Yeah. Players that I kind of see as meh. Can't really say I hate them. Kelsey, Breece Hall. He did good last week, but show me 2 in a row. And Amon-Ra, Jordan, Goff has just not been right lately. I mean, they're at home, so it should be a get right game, but I'm worried for Amon-Ra. And Dre Greenlaw's nursing an injury. For Gridiron Mafia, players I love, DK, Devontae Smith, Javonte Williams, even though he's been kind of sluggish, still not 100% back yet. And TJ Hockenson, the hawk strap. Players who are kind of meh. Mahomes, the Karen of the NFL, shall we say. Zay Jones, James Cook, and half of their defense. What do you guys got for this matchup?
I think that it's going to be one-sided ass whooping.
Yeah, it looks like it might be. I mean, Awful Waffles ends up with the number 2 offense, number 7 defense. Gridiron Mafia, the number 5 offense, the number 1 defense. Ty leads the all-time series between these two, 13-3. Including 2-0 this year with last week's beating. And Ty also has beat him in the playoffs before. So all things point to Awful Waffles, I would say.
History. Points. everyone's eyes. Science. I'm picking Awful Waffles. Anyone else want to pick Joe?
Nope.
All right.
Let's go. No upset let's so go far. On.
No, no. Let's go on to our game of the week. It's another E-Town Throwdown. Number 4, Jim Kelly Hates Cancer, taking on number 5, E-Town Asian. The current projected outcome is that Jim Kelly Hates Cancer takes it by about 5, which is down from about 10 yesterday. For Jim Kelly Hates Cancer, some of the strengths, A.J. Brown going up against Seattle, Devon Achane, if he's healthy, against New York Jets, Devontae Adams against the Chargers, who's already put up, 22? And the defense, those who are healthy. Weaknesses, Joe Mixon against Minnesota, who have shut down running backs lately. Calvin Ridley without a reliable number 3 receiver on the field. I don't know what it is, but if he's not one of 3 legitimate receivers on the field, he produces nothing. And JSN is not yet fully utilized in Seattle. For E-Town, strengths, Olave against the Giants, Bijan Robinson, because he likes Bijan. Going up against Carolina, because apparently Arthur Smith has finally figured out how to use his offensive pieces. David Njoku versus Chicago's defense. Against Chicago. And his defense. Weakness. There's a comma there, but it was hiding. And weaknesses. Justin Jefferson. He's got Mullins, and he's coming back from a chest injury that put him in the hospital. Jahmyr Gibbs going up against Denver, who are tougher than anyone wants to think. And former star of Atlanta, Youngway Koo, his star is falling.
Youngway.
Yeah, if I'm going to kicker, then you know that it's pretty strong team. What do you guys got for this matchup?
Did we lose, Danny?
Yes, we did.
All right, I'll take it on.
I had my dock up, so I didn't see.
This is the most intriguing matchup. I really like this one. I always love the E-Town Throwdown. They are 1-1 against each other this year, which just leads to it more. E-Town Asian leads the all-time series 4-3, which is fun. And they met in the playoffs with Chuck getting the win in the playoffs. Chuck comes in with the number 7 offense, number 6 defense, but the number 11 strength of schedule. E-Town with a number 3 offense, number 4 defense, number 7 strength of schedule, and yet they are the 5 seed and Chuck is the 4 seed.
Just the way the ball bounces. Well, who are you picking to take this one, Scotty?
This is fun. I'll take the first upset. I'll take a 5 over a 4. I'll take E-Town.
That's exactly what I've got. That's my upset for the week. Granted, it's not much of an upset. It's a 5-4, and it's a 5-point spread there. But yeah, that's my upset.
Yeah.
Especially the way Chuck's been playing the last couple of weeks. He's been on a slide there.
He has.
You been on a ring today?
Yes.
Well, that is your matchups for week 1 of the playoffs. 4 of you guys are going home and joining the rest of us on the proverbial couch to watch the rest of you continue on towards the Phyllis. And I've only got 2 more weeks of this damn t-shirt. I will film a video of me burning it. Yes, punishment almost over. In 2 weeks, when the Phyllis is crowned to whichever one of you 8 gets it, I will share a video of me burning it. Nice. Yes. So keep trade cut time, Scott.
All right.
Eggnog, candy canes, or that 3 popcorn tin?
Ooh. I love me some popcorn. I'm keeping that popcorn. I'm cutting the eggnog. Never been a fan. And I'm trading the candy cane. Yeah. Some people really like them. I think it could be a good trade. And give me some cheddar popcorn all day.
I'll keep the eggnog, because that is my holiday drink of choice.
Alcoholic eggnog.
I will trade. Yeah, I would trade. It depends. It depends on. I like it with the alcohol, without the alcohol. I'll drink it both ways. I will trade the popcorn because that's all everyone loves, the popcorn at Christmas. And, you know, I can do with or without candy canes, so I'll cut them. That's good. We have three different kinds of candy canes on our tree right now. Yeah, we've got the regular, we've got some sour ones, and we've got some Starburst ones.
Yeah, Walmart's selling those big old candy canes with all the different flavors for 55 cents right at the registers right now. It's a nice little snack if you got a little one with you.
Yep, that sounds about right.
I'm at 55 cents, I'm in.
Hey, there you go. Well, I went 4-2 last week, so I'm 34-20 on my picks. Ooh. On the season. I haven't had a losing season on picks since I started keeping track. So
nice.
Yeah. NFFL swag on Redbubble, bit.ly/NellisNFL. Did I see you picked up a Sweatman's Runner shirt?
I believe my wife did for me for Christmas. So finally, okay, having my own swag anything. There.
Yeah. Hope I didn't spoil a surprise.
No, there. I asked her to. So I did.
Okay. I didn't think about that before I said anything. No buys this week because there are no more buys, but we do have Thursday Night Football while we're recording.
Perfect. Still Amazon 49-7.
And Saturday Night Football this week, triple header, Minnesota at Cincinnati, Pittsburgh at Indianapolis, and Denver at Detroit. So make sure you're not like John and you've got your lineup set.
Don't be like John.
John, start a linebacker. You've got like 6 injured players. Dump some of them and pick up a healthy linebacker. Just move someone around, man.
Come on.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you for joining me. Danny, wherever you went, thank you for joining me tonight. It's always a blast. And we'll see you guys next week. The NFFL Podcast is a production of Head First Studios. Head First Studios. Tell your story.